I do have something valuable to offer, and I do want to touch people. So I think really just kind of pushing myself and forcing myself out of my comfort zone to really put myself out there, I think is ultimately how I'm going to achieve that. And on a grander scale, I think another thing that I love about this team is one thing that we all have in common is community and caring about people and giving back. And that's something that I'm really passionate about. I'm passionate about the area that I grew up in. Grew up in Malvern, then I moved to M&L. I also lived at another block, EP. So like there's, you know, I grew up all around Scarborough, and I then moved to Pickering. And when I moved to Pickering, it was like, even though it's not that far, I really noticed a difference in like the schooling and noticing like the access to certain things that in my previous schools or my previous area, I did not have access to. So that's something that I'm super passionate about, finding a way to make it more equitable for everybody, because there's so many incredible people in the neighborhoods that I grew up in that are just like we are, undiscovered gems, like hidden gems that nobody knows about, that are just kind of waiting, or not, they're not waiting, but that opportunity is waiting for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're brilliant. They're incredible, and they have a certain level of authenticity that you can't put a price on. So that's something that I really care about.
So giving back is a big thing.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Dreams Don't Have Deadlines podcast. I'm your co-host Marwan Munamni, and I got
Juice Rochester, Rochester Juice.
And today we have an extremely special guest.
Without this guest right here, there's no podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's just say that.
That is true. This is a segment for you guys where a lot of times you see me and Juice in front of the camera, but there's a lot of people behind the scenes that are making this whole operation run. And one that is not more important, actually the most important person on the run, is our program manager, aka producer, the one, the only, Alicia Wilmot. Alicia, thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you, guys. Thank
what do we owe the pleasure? Why are we being gifted today?
I don't know.
Beyonce's in town.
Beyonce's in town. Generous. Alicia's in town.
She's feeling generous.
You excited for the concert?
I cannot wait. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to cry. I'm going to dance.
All right.
I'm going to have a time.
All the emotions all in one.
You could watch this episode after when it airs just to remember what you said, you know?
Exactly.
See if it matches the vibe.
Yeah. So Alicia, just for the viewers, what do you do for us?
You know, I'm still trying to figure that out. But I mean, I love working with you guys. So I'm behind the scenes. You know, I'm usually the one that connects with the guests, deal with the scheduling, sometimes book the studio. You know, Marwan is pretty incredible, so he also takes care of that as well. Do the pre-interviews with the guests, and then kind of follow up with them after, making sure they have their social clips, also handling the social media aspect. And
on top of the 100 things that you already do,
that's a lot
that's a lot of things to
do. Yeah, because people don't, I say this all the time when people's like, hey, how's the podcast going? I'm like, it's hard. You know, like, they're like, it looks so great, it looks so good. I'm like, thank you, but it's hard work. 100%. Yo, and it takes every single person to be on their job to kind of make this thing happen. And if somebody's sick or something falls apart or life gets in the way, which happens all the time, it tends to bottleneck everything that we do. So every single person is really important to kind of make this thing happen.
100%.
We really form like Voltron to get these episodes out.
Yeah.
And a big part of that is you know, making sure our social media looks good, telling us when it doesn't, you know, getting our guests in order, suggesting guests, sitting down with them, doing pre-interviews with them, so we're known of what's going on if we haven't met them before, you know. So it's a full production, it's a full process, and we can't thank you enough for being a part of it.
100%. Without you, it would not be possible.
Yeah, we know
thank
that.
You.
And we appreciate your timeliness, because I think Alicia is the only person that has 100% consistently made every team meeting.
Oh my God.
A
she
few
puts
minutes
us all to shame.
Before to shame. It even starts.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to beat her to be the first one, but she has historically BL was. But I want to ask Alicia, just for the viewers, you know, how did you get into the entertainment industry? Just a little bit about what you've done, because you have worked a lot in public relations in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my story is interesting. I went to school I took an advertising course. So my background is in advertising. Met Lola Placu when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And she was promoting the first ever French Montana concert. And at the time, you know, I'm a girl from Malvern, so we all listened to French Montana, Max B. Like, that was the underground hip hop. Like, that was our thing.
Yep.
So when we found out that French Montana was coming to town, we were super excited. We're like, damn, is he even going to get across the border? Mm. From there, Lola had put something out on Twitter, just kind of looking for some hungry, ambitious young college kids that would want to help promote the show. I said, of course, oh, this is my bag. Like, this is easy. I know everybody who wants to go to the show. So sure enough, and back then I didn't have a car. So I'm taking the train on meeting people at Kennedy Station, selling tickets there, going to Scarborough Town, selling tickets there.
Hustling.
At my college, ooh, selling tickets there. Sold hustling. So many tickets. She was so impressed with me that she said, wow, you sold a lot of tickets really quickly. Like, I'm going to give you some more. Gave me some more tickets, sold those. And then she said, do you want to meet French? And I said, of course. Hell yeah. So went to the meet and greet, met French there. Then he was amazing. Met him again the next, because he was there overnight. Mm-hmm. So met him again the next day, went back to, this is going to sound crazy, but it wasn't like that. Went to the hotel in the lobby. So in the lobby with Lola there.
No judgment over here,
with
Lisa.
Lola there.
No judgments.
So it wasn't anything like that. And Chinks, who was his, mm-hmm, his artist and his best friend who passed away, rest in peace to him.
Yeah,
he was there as well. And that was kind of the kickoff for me. That was like the energizer, like, wow, yeah, like, okay, like, I kind of like it. So I had a feel for music, but didn't quite know where I was going to fit. Didn't understand. And so a couple years after that, didn't really do anything in music. Got into TV. So I work in TV sales still to this day. So, mm-hmm, media, with City TV, FX, etc.
Mm-hmm.
From there, had a baby. When I was on mat leave, I was just like, what do I really want to do? And that was what sparked my interest in music again. So started branding myself that way. Ended up connecting with an artist that we met on LinkedIn, Castilla. Shout out to Cass.
Shout out to, yep.
Still work with her,
yep,
to this day. And that was really it. That was really the trigger. And from there, I just kind of immersed myself and said, you know what? I didn't necessarily go to school for music. So how am I going to make up for this? Started branding myself, learning, just teaching myself YouTube University, and then ended up applying for the Remix Project. Got into the Remix Project. Ooh. And yeah, from there, met Gavin, and Gavin introduced me to you guys.
Hey, big up to Gav.
So,
Global,
yeah,
Gav.
Yeah, mm-hmm, so that was all in the span of, like, I don't even know how many years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've always loved music. My grandmother was a singer. My mom was a dancer at one point. And had went on tour and taught people in, I want to say, Tokyo,
yeah,
how to dance.
Yeah.
So music has always been in my background to some degree, but I didn't want to be a performer. Even though I did have that background as well,
yeah,
I don't like being in front of the camera. I'm actually uncomfortable right now. I like
Can't
being
tell.
Behind the scenes. I love being behind the scenes, and I just needed to figure out where ultimately I was going to fit.
All right.
That's amazing, man.
And you do such a good job. I can't say it enough, you know, from your that whole story. I mean, I remember Lola back in the day and how she was taking over everything. And, you know, not just as a female, but just as a promoter, as just somebody in the scene, like in the city, you can mention her name anywhere, it felt like, and she was good, yo, you know. So, and then, you know, Gavin was my first manager, and we started doing music together. And I can't, hearing your story, it just makes me feel like, you know, when you have a draft, you know what I mean? Mm. And it's like, you got rookies,
yeah,
and you don't know who's going to be who or who's going to do what. And I think Gav messed up a little bit, man. He's like, I don't know what Alicia's going to be.
Know,
you know what I mean?
Know.
Like, let's see what she does over at Block Trade. And she's become like just a shining
star, man.
Rookie of the year, like everything. You know, I see a bright, bright future for anything that you do. We're just trying to hold on to that contract for as long as we can until she's Beyonce's publicist or something like that.
Right. Shout out to her actual publicist, who's a Grenadian woman, Yvette.
Hey.
She is a boss, and I definitely look up to her, and I study a lot of the stuff that she does with Beyonce from Destiny's Child. She's worked with Mariah Carey. She works with Chloe and Halle now. So that is somebody in PR that I look up to and I study.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, question then. Since you've been here from the culmination of Dreams Don't Have Deadlines, what have you learned from all the guests that we've had on here, from all the inspiring, motivational stories and messages? Has there anything that stood out to you that you've taken away from that?
Definitely. I want to say Pollyanna's episode has really stuck with me. Hey. In particular, I just felt like I could really relate to a lot of the things that she's saying, that she had mentioned in her episode about really hustling and like working hard, and something that I would like to apply that she had done to amass the success that she has is, she would put in 2 hours before her 9-to-5 and 2 hours after her 9-to-5. And so even though, like, you know, you're hustling and you're working your 9-to-5 and you're probably thinking, how am I going to get out of this? It feels like you're on a hamster wheel every day. It's like the same day is happening over and over, and you want that dream to happen, but you're figuring out how are you going to make that actually your reality. She worked at it every day. She dedicated that extra 4 hours building herself up to the point where she was making money from her 9-to-5. She was utilizing all the resources they had available. And then she ultimately, when she felt comfortable, was able to branch off on her own and build something for herself. So that's kind of that's the episode that I really took something from and was like, I really would like to apply that.
Mm-hmm. Which is a great one. Is a great one. If anybody hasn't watched that episode yet, I highly recommend it. Her story is incredible. Good friend of mine. And
she will make you feel lazy. Will make you feel lazy. It's like, what are you doing with your life? Well, Marwan, we have 24 hours in the day. How are you utilizing them? Because I did this 18 hours a day, 18 hour days for so long.
She's been putting in that work.
No, she's incredible. Mm-hmm. Great, great guest. So I wanted to ask you, Alicia, for the podcast itself. How do you see it today, and where would you like it to go?
I think we have a diamond in the rough. I think we have something that is so special and so amazing, but it's just undiscovered. So we have an incredible podcast, a great team. The storytelling that you guys do is amazing, and you really dig deep, and it's not something typical of the city. So I just think we're an undiscovered gem.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
We're an undiscovered gem. And the moment that the right person sees it, I think that's ultimately, because we have it in us to make it happen. But I think, sometimes you need that backing support.
Of course.
And I think ultimately when we get that, that's really going to just kind of take us to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
There's something about being a hidden gem too, you know, that I really kind of like, and I'm sure we'd want to be, you know, Joe Rogan or Drink Champs or Pivot or any of these big, or Colin and Samir.
Shout out Colin
or any of these huge motivational podcasts that we like to listen to, but there's something about building our equity, know, and building it up and growing with everybody else and kind of being something that's discoverable, like that people can share and said, if you're looking for a new podcast, this might be the spot for you, know? And like you said, it's not typical of what you see in Toronto with every other podcast out here. It's something different. I don't think there's anything like what we're doing.
I don't think there's anything in Canada.
Right.
Right.
Like us, you know, and we take pride in that, man. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we want to be.
There's something about our being small and independent. There's a certain flow to it, certain like magic to it that I know is not going to last forever.
Yeah.
Because the bigger we get, the less independent we're going to be.
There's more limitations.
Exactly. Yeah, so this is like, I love learning as we go, making mistakes, figuring out what's what. Yeah. Because
you say that now, but on the meetings, it's not, you don't love it.
Though. No, I don't. I do. I know it's part of the journey.
In the moment though, it's not.
It's
that.
Like we have a weekly call that a few people just never seem to get right. It's like, what do you mean we have a meeting at 7 o'clock every Wednesday for the past year plus? Anyways, back to Alicia. So let's talk a little bit about your dreams and your goals. Today, and where you want to go. So, you know, you're helping us manage this podcast. You're helping us with public relations in the company. But you obviously have goals and aspirations. So because we want to check in with you, you know, throughout this process. So what are the next goals and dreams for you?
I mean, on a personal level, just kind of develop my brand a little bit. I think that I do have something valuable to offer and I do want to touch people. So I think really just kind of pushing myself and forcing myself out of my comfort zone to really put myself out there, I think is ultimately how I'm going to achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
And on a grander scale, I think another thing that I love about this team is one thing that we all have in common is community and caring about people and giving back. And that's something that I'm really passionate about. I'm passionate about the area that I grew up in. Grew up in Malvern, then I moved to M&L. I also lived at another block, EP. So like there's, you know, I grew up all around Scarborough and I then moved to Pickering. And when I moved to Pickering, it was like, even though it's not that far, I really noticed a difference in like the schooling and noticing like the access to certain things that in my previous schools or my previous area, I did not have access to. So that's something that I'm super passionate about, finding a way to make it more equitable for everybody, because there's so many incredible people in the neighborhoods that I grew up in that are just like we are, undiscovered gems, like hidden gems that nobody knows about, that are just kind of waiting, or not, they're not waiting, but that opportunity is waiting for them.
Yeah.
Because they're brilliant. They're incredible, and they have a certain level of authenticity that you can't put a price on. So that's something that I really care about.
So giving back is a big thing for you, it seems like.
Make that happen.
If there is one major goal this year that you want to achieve, what would it be?
That's a good question.
Yeah. And we could cut it out so it could blend in.
No, I want those wheels to turn right here. Live.
I mean, for this year, we have, what, 5 months left of the year?
5 months left.
I mean, I want to grow.
It could be a personal goal.
Yeah. I mean, for the as far as the podcast, I would love for us to grow our viewership. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we have something so great, and I think the more people that view it, it really is ultimately going to help them, because we do help people. So if we can increase our viewership, I think we're ultimately going to help more people.
I agree.
What about an Alicia Wilmot
for me on a personal scale? I mean, anything, it would have to do anything to do with my daughter,
right?
Like anything that would make her happy. Like a long-term goal of mine is to really get her in the best possible schooling that I can. That's something that I really, really care about. I think that, if you can set your kids up for success earlier, I want to give her a head start on life if I can. You know, the head start that I didn't get, that's what ultimately what I would like to give her.
Which
so,
you are. You are, you know?
Yeah, so that's something that I care about. If I can make that happen this year, I mean, that would be amazing.
Watch out, Hollywood, because she's also an actress, right?
She's also an actress, so I'm going to plug her right now. You know, she is an actress. She's signed to an agency. She's doing her thing. I'm super, super proud of her. Any way that I can make my daughter's life easier would be a success for me.
100%. That's
amazing, man.
Love it.
And where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Threads. You can find me on Twitter.
That's right.
Alicia No Keys. Some people don't know that what the N-O-K, it's no keys because I'm not Alicia Keys. It's just that
it's
simple.
A different Alicia.
I'm not Alicia Keys. I'm Alicia Mees.
That's
That's
Alicia
it.
Mees.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for blessing us with your presence today.
Thank you.
For
now people get back to work.
Yes, back to work.
I think this was great for people to see, you know, put a face to the name and all the things that happen behind the scenes for us. So the Dreams Don't Have Deadlines podcast can't thank you enough. I'm Marwan Menomini. This is
Juice Rochester, Rochester Juice.
And we got
Alicia No Keys, Alicia Wilmot.
Hey!
Thank you.
That's all right.
Work hard and I handle my business. Look up in the sky, whole squad, let's get it. No limit, no.